Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors.
Family Conversations by Julian Yates. This episode is brought to you by Nestle Health Science to promote nutritional awareness and education throughout your cancer journey. To support you along every step of your nutritional cancer journey, visit mycancermynutrition.co.za. Statements of facts and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Nestle Health Science. Julian Yates shares ways to make your cancer journey a family affair. It's a privilege to work with patients and their families as they navigate the journey of their illness. What strikes me most is how desperately most families want to help and support their loved one, yet how unsure they often are about how to do this. It's also great to witness the incredible changes that can happen when families are able to have open conversations about how they are dealing with the situation and how each member can play such a vital role in their loved one's cancer journey. Doing their best with what they have. People are generally doing their best with what they have. This could mean that some family members come across as supportive, caring, and a source of strength. Their family structure may allow for open conversation, affection, reliance on one another, and the individuals within the family may have their own psychological robustness to deal with caring for a loved one. Sometimes, however, family members can come across as distant, dismissive, and possibly even uncaring. This can play out as the partner who insists that everything will be all right, or the parent who completely avoids talking about cancer and what it might mean. Families often avoid talking about difficult things as they don't want to upset one another. The family system. While a lot of personal and interpersonal factors play a role in how families interact and support one another, there are ways around these if they are no longer serving the family needs. Family systems are complex, and each member plays a certain role in the family. When this role is changed by something like an illness, the family can find it hard to adjust and may even push that member back into their designated role. This can happen unconsciously, so family members may not even be aware they are doing it. But the loved one who is fighting cancer may need the family system to change, to support them in a different way. How can you include your family in your cancer journey? One of the first steps to being able to include your family more may be to try and understand what roles you each play and acknowledge when this might have changed. Another step is to know that asking for help is not a weakness. It's a normal and functional part of being within a family. In addition, you might feel that your family is trying to help, but perhaps they aren't doing it in a way that best serves you. In this case, acknowledge what you can see them doing, but know that you can also ask for something different. A common feeling that families express to me is helplessness. They don't know how to help their loved ones. In these cases, it's so helpful to encourage patients to tell their family members what they might find helpful. They may not be able to change the situation, but they can look after you when you have treatment and struggle with side effects. They can message you daily to check in if you want that. They could pick up household responsibilities like shopping and cooking if this helps reduce your load. Families generally like to have practical ways to support their loved ones. Just start talking. The true key to including your family in your cancer journey is starting the conversation. Opening the conversation, no matter how hard it is, can lead to the most significant growth, healing, change, and connection between people. I truly encourage you to just start talking. If you struggle, there are counselors and psychologists who can help. Another nice way to start a conversation is to use a resource, such as a podcast or something you've read, as an entry point into conversation. open conversations lead to real connection.